therefore on his holy day would come before and serve him.
所以今天我们我还是第一次在你们教会的主日崇拜中讲道。
So it's really the first time that I have preached during the Sunday service.
所以我们还是要来到圣经中，我们来看神的话语。
So let us turn to the Bible to look at the word of the Lord.
我们大家打开马太福音好了。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们看一段经文。
Let's look at a passage.
在这段经文是在马太福音第六章。
So it's in Matthew chapter 6.
耶稣基督在第六章告诉我们说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
So in chapter 6, the Lord Jesus said, one person cannot serve two lords.
因为一个人只能够侍奉上帝，如果我们侍奉两个主，我们就不知道我们如何去过信仰的生活。
Because, you know, we can only serve our Lord, and if we serve another Lord, we do not have this faith.
在今天的世界里边，
For in this world,
人们常常把金钱当作生命的主。
For many people see a financial wealth as another Lord.
我们觉得我们有了钱，我们就有了一切。
We think that if we are wealthy, we have it all.
我们有了钱，我们就不再惧怕。
If we have wealth, we have no fear.
我们有了钱，我们就不再忧虑。
If we have money, we have no worries.
但是耶稣在这里告诉我们说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能恶这个爱那个，也不能重这个轻那个。
But here, the Lord says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
那今天为什么很多的基督徒得不到丰盛的生命？
Today, why a lot of Christians, we do not have this abundant life?
是因为我们在世界上，我们常常被世界的价值观来左右我们。
It's because oftentimes we are driven by the standards of this world.
我这几天我一直在讲，我们神的价值观跟世界的价值观是为敌的。
But these past two days, I've always talked about the standards of God and the standards of this world are opposites.
我们为什么常常的忧虑呢？
Why are we always worry?
我们为什么常常的恐惧呢？
Why do we have fear?
我们为常常害怕明天要发生的事情。
Why are we always thinking about tomorrow, what's going to happen?
是因为我们对我们所信的神不那么确定。
It is because we are not so sure of what we believe this God.
其实我们的神是负我们每一天的责任的。
But our God is responsible for every day that we have.
所以在马太福音第六章后面说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
For that's why in Matthew chapter 6, it says, you shall seek after his kingdom and his righteousness first.
我们需用的一切东西他都会加给我们了。
And then whatever else we ask for, he will give to us.
所以如果你相信你的神是爱你的，
So if you think this God loves you,
你就不应该有惧怕。
Then we shall have no fear.
不该有忧虑。
Then you shall have no worry.
不应该有恐惧。
You have no fear.
所以我来到丰收圣徒之家，我非常的喜乐。我看到我们敬拜的时候，弟兄姊妹都欢喜快乐。
So I came to Harvest Holy Ground today, and I was very glad because I see brothers and sisters worshiping in joy.
但是不是我们每一天都是如此呢？
But are we doing that every day?
当我们离开了教堂。
When we leave the church,
好像神的同在就离开了我们。
It feels like, you know, God, the worship of God have left us.
我们回到工作中。
When we went back to work,
我们照样跟不信主的人一切的一样的忧虑。
Do we have the same worries as the non-believers?
如果我们回到家庭中，
we go back to our families.
我们照样发生跟不信主一样的家庭问题。
We have the same family problems as the Gentiles.
所以看来信仰的生活不仅是在教会里的一个主日崇拜而已。
So we see this faith is not just in the church service.
信仰的生活是你全部的生活。
But this life of faith, you know, encompasses all of our life.
我很喜欢一首闽南语的诗歌。
I really like this Taiwanese song.
说我在这里赞美，我在那里赞美，我在一切的地方都是赞美。
Where the song says, I sing here, I praise here, and I praise in everywhere.
我在这里敬拜，我在那里敬拜，我在一切的地方都是要敬拜。
I worship here, I worship there, and I want to worship
everywhere. 我在这里祷告，我在那里祷告，我在一切地方都要祷告。
Likewise, I pray here, I pray there, I pray everywhere.
好像这是小孩子唱的歌。
This seemed like a children's song.
可是它却说明了一个道理。
But it has a meaning.
我们的信仰是贯穿我们整个的生活和我们整个的生命的。
It emphasized that our faith should be every part of our life.
所以我们如何来避免不要忧虑呢？
So how can we avoid not having to worry?
我们读第六章的二十五节到三十四节。
Let us read chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
耶稣说所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么
So, those,
25节
In English, we'll just follow
OK 生命不生于饮食吗身体不生于衣裳吗你们看到天的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里你们的天父尚且养活他你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢何必为衣裳忧虑呢你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的它也不劳苦它也不纺线然而我告诉你们就是所罗门极荣华的时候他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢你们这小信的人呢野地里的草今天还在明天就丢在炉里神还给他这样的装饰何况你们呢所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么这都是外邦人所求的你们需用的一切的东西你们的天父是知道的你们要先求他的国和他的义这些东西都要加给你们了所以不要为明天忧虑因为明天自有明天的忧虑我不知道你读这段经文你作何感想
So as you read this passage I don't know what you think
这段经文耶稣讲了三个动词
So there are three verbs in here.
第一个他告诉我们说你不要你要想啊看天上的飞鸟你要看。
First, the Lord says, look at the birds of the air.
第二个动词他讲你们要想要想野地里百合花和小草。
The second verb is, the Lord says, think about the lilies of the field.
第三个动词他讲你们要求神的国和神的义。
The third verse,The Lord says, you shall ask of the Heavenly Father's kingdom and righteousness.
看,想,求。
So it says, look, see, and also ask.
几乎了包括我们人类所有的全部。
So these three verbs kind of encompasses all of humanity's needs.
当我们小孩子一生下，我们一打开眼睛就看这个世界。
So when the baby is born, he or she opens his eyes.
小孩子看的都是花花绿绿所喜欢的东西。
So they will see the green and the red and what they like.
那我们越来越大了，我们看的就越来越大，越来越广，我们需要越来越多。
As we grow older, we begin to see wider and more things.
那看了，当然我们就去想啊。
But as we look, we will start to think.
我们就想得到它呀。
We want those things once we start.
我们看到哈佛大学不错，出来很好找工作，我们就去想要去考那个大学，对不对？
We see that Harvard is really good, so we want to go into Harvard College.
那我们到了大学青春期，我看一个女孩子很漂亮，我们就想怎么去得到她，成为我的太太。
So when we go to college, we see a girl that's really pretty, and we think about how can she become my wife.
所以我们就求吧，对不对？
And then next thing you know, we ask.
记住这个看、想、求。
So think about look, think, and act.
这些给我们带来了无限的忧虑。
So these three things give us Many worries.
如果我们不在基督里边看，不在基督里边想，不在基督里边求，我们就都是忧虑。
So if we do not look, if we do not think, if we do not ask in Jesus Christ, everything else is worry.
耶稣在这段经文里讲了七个不要忧虑。
So in this passage, the Lord Jesus talked about seven times that do not worry.
就在那个时候，主就知道我们今天世界会越来越忧虑。
Because the Lord knows that this world has many worries.
我们的科技发展了。
As science continue to grow,
科学发达了。
As technology continue to expand,
可是我们的忧虑越来越多了。
But it seems like our worries grow likewise.
我相信今天人所承受、所要吸收的知识量比古代要多得很多。
I believe that the information, the knowledge that people today must absorb is much more than before.
所以我们常常想过陶渊明式的那种生活。
So we always think about like the
古代的一个诗人。
Yeah, the living in the wilderness.
采菊东篱下，悠然见南山。这个不太好翻。
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 不管怎么样说，当我们面对忧虑的时候，主告诉我们一条路。
But when we face worry, the Lord points us to a direction.
你看主说的很清楚嘛。
Our Lord says,
我告诉你们呢，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么。
The Lord says, do not worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
不要为身体忧虑穿什么。
Do not worry about what to wear.
他说生命胜于饮食身体胜于衣裳。
Because your life and your, life is greater than what you eat and drink.
什么意思呢就是我们内在的需要其实超过我们外在的需要。
What does this mean? It means our inner needs are greater than our physical needs.
很多时候我们的忧虑都是从外在的压力而来的。
Oftentimes our worries are due to outside pressure.
可是神给我们的生命是可以胜过这一切的。
But the life that God has given us can overcome all of these.
那是因为我们要找对我们生命的主。
Because we have to find the right Lord in our life.
如果我们以世界的一切的东西为主，我们就一定是在忧虑的恐惧中。
If we focus on the world and its standards, then we will be in fear and worry.
我这次去了日本宣教。
This time I was a missionary in Japan.
当我讲完道的一个日本的牧师给我写了一封信。
So after I preached, a Japanese pastor wrote a letter to me.
这个牧师叫井上。井上牧师。
This pastor's name is井上。
井上他首先他感谢我去大阪去布道。去他们的教会。
So first, this pastor Jing Sun, he thanked Pastor Zhang to go over to his church and pray.
第二他 他说他要代表日本人向中国人道歉，在和韩国人道歉，在战争中给中国韩国带来的伤害。
And the second thing, this pastor Jing Sun mentioned, he wants to apologize on behalf of Japanese to the Chinese and to the Korean people for all the wars.
第三个，他要求我为日本祷告。
And the third thing,Pastor Jing Sun asked Pastor Zhang to pray for Japan.
他说日本每一年有30,000多个年轻人自杀。
He says that every year in Japan there are 30,000 young people that kill themselves.
这个自杀的比例好像是全世界最高的。
The suicide rate is the highest in the world.
我们都知道日本是一个先进的工业国家。
We know that Japan is a very developed country.
在体制上也算一个先进的民主国家。
And it's a pretty democratic country.
可是人们却自杀率最高。
But for some reason, the suicide rate is the highest.
我到了日本，我生了病，我就去医院看病去。
And in Japan, I was sick and I went to the hospital.
发现日本的医疗制度是全世界最好的。
And I noticed that the healthcare system in Japan is the best in the world.
其实日本的政府给人民提供的一切的服务都是最好的，全世界。
And I noticed that the government of Japan provides the best service to its people.
可是自杀率还是最高。
But for some reason, suicide rate is the highest.
在一个生活的和那种精神的压力之下，人们都崩溃了。
It seemed like in the life, the pressures of life and the emotional stress that people are becoming unglued.
我讲一个小故事。
So I want to talk about story.
在第一次世界大战的时候，有一个年轻人，法国的年轻人，常常的忧虑。
So in the First World War, there was a French young man, and he always had worries.
他为什么忧虑呢？
What does he worry about?
他害怕当兵。
He doesn't want to go into the army.
因为当兵就上前线，就九死一生。
Because when you go into the army, you will go into the front lines, and you may not make it back.
所以他就忧虑，他就得了忧虑症。
And he worried so much that he became, you know, depressed and has this worry.
然后他就想到要自杀。
And to the point where he wants to kill himself.
就在他要自杀的时候，那有一个人写一封信给他。
And right before he was going to kill himself, somebody wrote him a letter.
这封信很有趣的。
And this letter is very interesting.
这封信是这样说的。
It says,
说亲爱的朋友。
Dear friend.
在两者之中有一件是确定的。
Between two things, there's one thing that's certain.
你不是当了兵就是在原地。
Whether you're gonna become, join the army or you're gonna stay where you are.
你当了兵也有两种可能。
If you join the army, there are two possibilities.
一种是送往了前线，一种是留在后方。
One, you will be sent to the front lines, the other one, you will be staying in the back.
若是留在后方，你不要忧虑。
If you stay in the back lines, you do not have worry.
若是送往前线，也有两种可能。
If you are sent to the front lines, there's two possibilities.
一种是负伤了，一种没有负伤。
One is you'll be injured, and the other one is you will not be injured.
如果没有负伤，你不要忧虑。
If you are not injured, then you do not need to worry.
如果受伤也有两种可能哦。
But if you are hurt, there are two possibilities.
一种是重伤，一种是轻伤。
One is you are injured severely, one is you are just, you know, hurt a little bit.
若是轻伤，你不要忧虑。
If you are hurt a little bit, you don't have to worry.
若是重伤，还有两种可能。
But if you are injured severely, there are two possibilities again.
你不是死掉了，就是医好了。
You are either going to die or you will be healed.
若是医好了呢？弟兄姊妹说，你不要忧虑。
So if you are healed, then you do not have worries again.
若死掉了呢？弟兄姊妹说
，If you die, you don't have worries too.
你就不会忧虑了。
Then you will not worry anymore.
所以看来忧虑是没有意义的嘛。
So you see that through this story, worry.
他用了一个逻辑推理告诉你，忧虑等于零是没有意义的。
So through this logical story, it tells us that worry has no meaning.
所以我们耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们不要为这些事情忧虑，因为我们有他，我们有主。Amen.
Because the Lord Jesus says, we do not need to worry about these things. We have Him, our Lord.
所以耶稣说，你们要看天上的飞鸟。
He says, look on the birds of the sky.
当我读这段经文的时候，我想主为什么让我们看飞鸟，不让我们看蚂蚁呢？
And when I read this, I think about why does the Lord want us to see the birds and not look at the ants on the ground?
飞鸟在天上。
Because the birds are flying in the air.
看他第一个动作要抬头。
First thing we look is we have to lift up our heads.
一个忧虑的人抬不起头来。
And if somebody who's worrying, they cannot lift up their heads.
前几天我们教会来了一对年轻的夫妻。
So, in our church, a while back, there was a young couple that came.
他们遇到了很大的问题，所以他们来找我。
And they have this great trouble, and they came to look for me.
他们是基督徒了，在一个广东人的教会里边。
They are Christians. They go to a Cantonese church.
可能是广东的牧师比较年纪大了，没有学过 counseling， 不太懂得辅导他们，他们就跑到我这里来了。
And maybe because the counseling in their church is not sufficient, so they came over to Pastor John.
他们的 case 是那个男生背着妻子，用他家里仅有的$100,000，又贷款$100,000，炒了股票。
So their issue is the husband.Took the $100,000, the family has, mortgaged another $100,000, and played the stock market.
他想通过这个股票一夜之间致富，结果赔光了。
And through the stock market, he wants to become wealthy, but in the end, he lost all of it.
这个太太知道了以后，就愤怒吵架，最后得了忧虑症。
And the wife found out, and she was angry. They had arguments, and the wife continued to argue.
这先生也。先生也不知道怎么处理，这先生每个月要付银行的不是 credit card 的贷款19%的利息，要付$100,000。
And then they're in financial trouble and they have to pay every month the credit card that have an interest of 19%.
他们的生活一片黑暗。
And it seemed like their life is in darkness.
他们就想干脆逃回中国去算了。
And they were thinking about let's flee back to China.
就不要付钱了嘛。
So we don't have to take care of our debts here.
可是他们在美国都有很高的年薪，男的差不多7-8万，女的也5-6万。
But here in the U.S., they have pretty good salaries. The husband have about $70,000 to $80,000 annual, and then the wife have $50,000 to $60,000 annual.
来了，我看到他们的忧虑，我就把他们带到上帝的话语里边来。
And I see that they're worrying, so I bring them.
我告诉他第一个，你们要承担这个责任，要负起这个责任，还清每一分钱。
So first, I tell them you must be accountable for your actions and be responsible for this debt.
第二，要在这种忧虑的走出来，人生失败是很正常的。不要把这个当做你生命的全部，你会过去的。你看天的飞鸟去。
Second, I said you must walk out of your worries because, you know, to fail in life is very normal.
你知道他们的那个抬不起头来的。
For they cannot raise their heads.
就是飞鸟这么简单都抬不起头来看，知道吗？
And even though the birds are in the air,
两个人低着头，皱着眉头，一点都没有笑容的。
So their heads is tilted, and then you know it's lots of worry on.
所以我们教会常常会看到一些人新来的时候都是一些苦瓜脸，你知道吗
？So a lot of times when we see new people come to our church, we see that they have this bitter melon face.
敬拜完主了，就变成西瓜脸。
And then after they worship the Lord, they become watermelon face.
经过一个多月的辅导，这个我给他出了很多的方法。他从房子里贷款了$100,000又，然后把那个钱还掉，他可以用正常的利息来付这$100,000。所以他现在，哇，完全释放了。
So after about a month of counseling with this couple, you know, I helped them and they were able to finance through their house mortgage.
妻子也得到了医治，所以现在都变成喜乐的不得了。
And that they're out of this, they broke through this worry, and now they're full of joy.
所以我们看天上的飞鸟的第二点是天上的飞鸟没有什么需求。
And secondly, when we look at the birds of the sky, they don't have much need.
圣经说它不种也不收。
So it says they do not sow or reap.
最重要，它不积蓄在仓里。
And they don't store away in the barns.
所以它没有忧虑。
And they have no worries.
我们人，你看看我们的账号里边去。
But you know, how about us human beings?
我们存了好多的钱，我们却忧虑。
We see a lot of money in our accounts, but we're still
worried. 我们背着100万的房子，当然忧虑啊。
And we have a mortgage on $1 million house. Of course, we worry.
你能飞到哪里去呢
？Where can you fly to?
你有那个房子在那压着，你根本飞不动的。
You have this house mortgage that's pressing on you.
神说你去宣教。
So the Lord says, "Go you go to a mission."
去非洲。
Go Africa.
非洲不错呀。
Africa's pretty good.
有要得救的灵魂的。
For there are lost souls.
可是这个房子怎么办？
But what about this house that I have?
孩子怎么办？
What about the children?
我们根本放不下。
We cannot let it go.
让我们短宣还可以出去玩一玩，看看风景回来了。
For a short-term mission, we go out and travel and have some fun. That's okay.
美其名曰是短宣。
So every time we say it's a short mission.
其实都是玩去了。
But it's really a,
我没看到有短宣带多人信主的，我告诉你。
But, you know,
所以我们教会不派短宣队的。
For we see that the short mission usually don't have much fruit.
我们要派就长宣，出去别回来了。
So our church sent you on a long-term mission.
实在不行，我们支持当地的传道人。支持当地的传道人。
And if not enough, you become the pastors there.
我们有$2,000可以在中国大陆支持一个传道人一年。
Oh, we can support the local pastors and mission.
那我们在这去了短宣，一人$2,000到那玩一圈回来，什么都不解决，你知道吗？
But if we do the short-term mission, they spend the same amount of money and there's no fruit.
所以我们背的东西太重，我们都积蓄在仓里。
For we're carrying and we're storing everything in this barn.
我们就当然忧虑。
Of course we have worries.
你看这飞鸟，它不积蓄在仓里，所以它就没有负担，没有重担。
We see the bird, he does not store away in barns, so he has no worries.
所以今天最幸福的是我们这些神学生，什么都没有。
So the most blessed are the seminary students, for they have none.
所以上帝呼召我去哪里，我就去哪里了，对不对？多好啊！
For God tell me where to go, I will just pick up and go.
你像我今天就不行，上帝让我去出去，我孩子在读高中，他不动，你知道吗？你去吧，我才不去呢。
But today I can't because God tell me to go somewhere, but I have children in high school, so I have responsibility.
我昨天跟我儿子说，我说我回加州，好不好？ So, 这个他说太好了，你走吧，你把房子留给我，把车留给我，我就随便了。
So the other day I told my son, if I go back to California, is that okay? My son said, yeah, why don't you go leave me the house, the car, everything.
他说你，我说你跟我去，他说 no, 我不跟你去，我读高中是不能动的。
And then I asked my son, why don't you come to California with me? And he said, no, I can't move, I'm in school.
所以当我们一看这些的时候，我们就会忧愁。
So when we see all these things, we begin to worry.
耶稣说，你们谁能用思虑使寿数多加一刻的？
And the Lord says,Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
没有一个人可以使寿数多加一刻，因为你的忧虑天天去想。
Nobody can, you know, increase your life, by worrying.
我在逃亡的过程中，那时候天天的忧虑。
So in my, you know, in process of my fleeing, I always worry every day.
我忧虑被警察抓到去坐牢。
For I think about being captured by the police, going to jail.
我忧虑在监狱里挨打。
I worry about in jail, I'll be beat up.
警察不会跟你客气的，说打你就打你的。
For the police, they're not gonna be gentle. They will, you know, beat you up.
我要打还是小事儿，我忧虑哪天他把我拉出去给我枪毙了。
And you know, just the beatings are okay, but I'm worrying that one day they will execute me.
所以八九年以后我没有喜乐的。
So after 1989, I had almost no joy.
直到有一天有一个农村的妇女向我传福音。
Until one day, there is this lady from a farm preached the gospel to me.
她告诉我，只要你信了耶稣，你就有了喜乐。
For she said, as long as you believe in this Lord, you will have joy.
我跟她说不会的，我从此不会再有喜乐的。
But I told her it's impossible. I will never have any more joy.
在那几天，我在广场上看到的是人间最惨的一幕悲剧，我怎么还会有喜乐呢？
Because what I have seen in Tiananmen Square, it is like the tragedy of human life.
我面对着不知道人生前途如何，我怎么能够有喜乐呢？
And I do not know what my future holds. How can I have joy?
我的妻子离开了我，嫁了别人，把孩子丢下去，我怎么能有喜乐呢？
For my wife left me, and you know, my children are no longer with me. How can I have joy?
我跟她说，我不可能有喜乐。
I told this lady I cannot have joy anymore.
但是那时候我就看到他们中国家庭教会的聚会。
By that time, I see in China their family gatherings and their meetings.
这些家庭教会聚会的时候，那些穷得一塌糊涂的人却很喜乐。
These family fellowships that they have, even though all of them are poor as heck, but they are full of joy.
这些农民什么都没有，他们就有喜乐。
These farmers have nothing at all, but they have joy.
我们有那么多的知识，甚至我们银行账号还有金钱，我们却没有喜乐。
But we have all of this knowledge, and we have money in our accounts, but we have no joy.
我才懂得什么叫做飞鸟。
And I begin to understand what does it mean to be a bird.
因为他们没有积蓄在仓里的东西。
Because they don't have anything stored in
the barn. 他们只有上帝的爱与他们同在。
They only have the love of God with them.
他们就喜乐。
and they are full of joy.
其实我信耶稣，我是完全看着一群什么知识都没有、什么财富都没有的人，却有一个不同的生命。
And it lead me to Christ by seeing these people who have nothing, who have no knowledge, but they have this joy in their life.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们不要为我们的生活忧虑。
Praise the Lord, let us not worry for our lives.
在今天的北加州，我觉得你们是全世界可能最富有的一个地方。
And in Northern California, I have to say, we may be the wealthiest place in the world here.
为你仅有的、手中有的感谢主。
For what you have, praise the Lord for it.
为你手中有的来感恩。
For what you have, you know, praise God.
来到上帝的面前来服侍他。
Come before the Lord and serve Him.
那这样你会得到双重的祝福。
For you will receive blessing two times.
你不仅要得到物质的祝福，重要你要得到你心灵的祝福。
Not only will you be blessed materially, but most of all, in your heart, you will be blessed.
你不只是生活富有，你还要有精神富有。
Not only is your livelihood going to be full of abundance, but your emotions are going to be full of abundance.
才能够成为别人的帮助。
And you will become help to others.
28节耶稣说，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？他这里讲到了你要去想，你要去想。他说，然而我告诉你们，所罗门既荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如花一朵呢。所以你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他壮士，何况是你们呢？
Verse 28 to verse 30, it says, why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow, they do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how Godclothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, or you of little faith?
他让我们想野地里的百合花和小草。
So he's asking us to think about the lilies of the field.
我想他为什么让我们想百合花小草呢？
I think why does God want us to think about these flowers?
因为百合花是一个很卑贱的和小草是卑贱的植物。
Because lilies, it's kind of a, you know, not a really precious type of flower.
可是上帝却给他们那么美丽的装饰。
But even so, God gave lilies a great, clothes.
耶稣说那个君王穿的衣服是很华丽的，可是他还不如那个花那么美丽。
For Lord says, even the king in all his splendor does not look like this lily.
当我想到小草的时候，我想到小草更是没什么用的。
But when I think about, I guess, like the grass of the field, I see that there's really no use for it.
摩西说早晨生长发芽，晚上割下枯干。
And that it grows in the morning, but at night it will be cut down and it will dry up.
生命如此的短暂。
For life is so short.
可是那个小草呢，却就在平庸中活出他自己的喜乐。
But even this little grass, in normal circumstance, grow up in joy.
我们中国大陆有一首诗歌叫做没有花香没有树高我是一棵无人知道的小草。
So there is a song in China that says, I am not fragrant like the flower or tall like the tree, I am a little grass that nobody knows.
听过这首歌吗？
Anybody heard of the song?
听过的举手。
Anybody heard it? Please raise your hand.
我知道你们来自于中国的。请放下。
Okay. We know you're from China.
这首诗歌怎么说的？
What does it say?
这首诗歌说从不寂寞从不烦恼你看我的伙伴遍及天涯海角。
For it says, I am never lonely, I am never worried, for all my companions are throughout this world.
现在你懂得小草了。
So this is what little grass is.
小草还有感恩的心的。
For this little grass is grateful.
小草说春风啊春风把我吹绿。
For it says, the spring wind, thank you for making me green.
阳光啊，阳光把我照耀。
For, the sunshine, thank you for kind of shining on me.
河流啊，山川哺育了我。
And that the river flowing through to nourish me.
大地母亲把我紧紧拥抱。
And that this whole earth and all the things around it hold me close.
以后就用他的英文唱好了。那就翻得不错的。
We'll sing in English in the future.
所以你看，这个小草都是感恩的心。
So we see even a little grass have this grateful
heart. 他没有抱怨哦。
He does not have complaints.
基督的生命，基督徒的生命最害怕的就是出怨言。
So a Christian life, the thing we should be afraid of is having a complaint.
家庭中害怕怨言。
For in a family, we worry about having complaints.
教会中也害怕怨言。
For a church is afraid of having complaints.
一个有怨言的人，他出来的都是毒素，苦毒。
For someone who always complains, what comes forth is bitterness.
一个感恩的人出来的都是甜美，祝福。
For a grateful person, comes forth is joy and sweetness.
所以你看这个小草，他没有怨言的。
So we see this little grass have no complaints.
他没说上帝啊，你怎么把我造得这么矮呢？
He didn't say, "Hey, God, how come you created me to be so short?"
谁都可以踩我。
Anybody can step on me.
你看那树多高。
You see how tall the tree is.
可是高也不见得好哦。
But being tall is not necessarily good.
这个中国有一句古话，我不说了，它翻不了。遥遥者一折，皎皎者一屋。高的东西容易断，高的东西容易断。
So there's a saying Chinese. It basically means those who are tall, there's a tendency to fall.
你看大风一来的小草是最潇洒的，对不对？
But when the wind blows, the little grass have no worries.
你看小草也没有说上帝为什么把我造得不开花，没那么美丽。
And the little grass did not complain to God, saying, "How come you didn't give me nice flowers?"
你看现在这个男孩子追女孩子都是买一束花，没有买一束草的送过去，对吗
？And we see that, you know, when a guy go after a girl, he always bring flowers and not a bunch of grass.
你看这个小草全是感恩。
And we see that the little grass are full of thankfulness.
来，我们唱一遍给他们台湾弟兄姊妹听一听，好不好
？Those brothers and sisters from China, let us sing. Let's sing the song.
谁会弹琴弹这首诗歌
？Does anybody know how to play the song?
好，我们就这样唱。没有花香，没有树高，我是一棵无人知道的小草。从不寂寞，从不烦恼。你看我的伙伴遍及天涯海角。春风啊，春风，你把我吹绿。阳光啊，阳光，你把我照耀。河流啊，山川，你哺育了我。大地呀，母亲，把我紧紧拥抱。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
感谢主
，Praise the Lord。
你看，当你每天唱这首诗歌的时候，你就充满了感恩。
When you sing the song every day, you will be full of thankfulness.
你就没有惧怕。
You have no fear.
我们不仅要看天的飞鸟，想野地的百花小草，我们要求神的国，神的义。
Not only do we look at the birds of the sky and think about the grass of the field, but may we ask for the Lord's kingdom and His righteousness.
我们这次来到湾区这个特会啊，不是指我们的特会，是指我们使团的特会，就是走入人生的佳境，走入人生美好的境界。
So today, these couple days, we come to Bay Area for the special convention or this meeting, and it's not just here, but also for Pastor Zhang's.
我们在那个山景城教会，明天我还有一堂讲道，欢迎你们明天早上九点半去听。
So tomorrow in Mountain View that we have another Pastor John is going to have another sermon over at the church there.
我就想这个人生最美好的境界其实要有神，没有神不可能有美好的境界。
So what he's going to talk about is, I guess, the greatest situation or condition in human life.
所以耶稣在说，你们要先求神的国和神的义。
For Lord Jesus says, you shall seek after the kingdom and the righteousness of God first.
因为我们来到世界，我们就求啊。
Because we come to this world, we are seeking.
我们就抓呀。
We are grabbing.
那个谁，雅各生下的就是抓嘛，对不对
？For Jacob.When he was born, he's grabbing.
其实不仅以色列人抓，我们中国人更会抓。
So not just Israelites know how to grab.
我现在宣教走到世界各地，我都看中国人在世界各地去抓。
I see that Chinese, we are grabbing in every part of this world.
你不管到欧洲、到非洲、到美洲、南美洲，你看到中国人做生意做的都比当地人做的好。
For we see whether it's Europe, Africa, South America, North America, we see that Chinese people, we can do business better than anyone.
所以当我们在求这一切的时候，上帝告诉我们，你要有个顺序，生命中你要先 first 先求上帝的国，上帝的义。
But as we seek all these things, God says there is an order. You must seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
其实这很简单，当你懂得了上帝的事，你就知道赚钱为什么。
Because when you understand, you know, God's kingdom and righteousness come first, you will know that earning a profit is for what?
那我们今天很多人不认识上帝，我们不知道赚钱为什么。当我们赚了钱，我们就花天酒地。
And for many people today, they don't know the purpose and the will of God. When they make money, they just learn how to lavishly spend.
结果我们就追求世界一切的东西，结果就得不到快乐。
And we seek after all the things of the world, but we don't have this true joy.
那懂得上帝的旨意的人，当他赚了钱，他就放在神国中来扩大神的国度。
But those of us who understand the will of God, when we make money, we will know how to put it into the kingdom of God.
他在上帝那得到纪念，在地上得到弟兄姊妹的尊敬。
For the Lord remembers what we do, and likewise here on earth, the brothers and sisters respect.
所以这非常的重要，你要先求神的国，神的义。
So it's very important that we first seek after His kingdom and righteousness.
我们需用的一切，他都会加给我们。
And then everything else that we need will be given to us.
我就是个见证。
For I, Pastor John, is a testimony.
我逃到美国的时候是穿着短裤来的。
So Pastor John, when he fled to America, he was in shorts.
我一分钱都没有。
And he did not have one single cent.
没见过美元什么样子。
He has never seen how does the US dollar look like.
啊，就到了美国。
And he arrived to the US.
所以神就呼召我服侍他。
And God called Pastor John to serve God.
服侍他十几年了，你看我长裤子不都有了吗？
So after serving God, you know, 10-15 years, you see that I have long pants now.
忧虑什么呢？没什么可忧虑的。
What to worry? There's nothing to worry.
我来到美国就到了普林斯顿大学。
So when Pastor John first came to America, he went to Princeton.
普林斯顿一个最著名的教授叫余英时，他收我做他的学生。
And there was a professor Si that kind of took Pastor John as a student.
我在那儿有四年的时间。
And he was in Princeton for 4 years.
可是那四年是我人生最痛苦的四年。
But I have to say, in his 4 years there, it's his hardest time in his life.
普林斯顿大学是我觉得世界上最美的大学，最美丽。
So Princeton was a university that was probably the most beautiful in this world.
我的老师又是在世界整个历史学上数一数二的学者。
And Pastor John's teacher was probably the number one, number two in terms of history in this world.
前段我的老师获了可鲁格终身人文奖，获得$100,000的奖金。
So a couple of while back,
可鲁格是除了诺贝尔以外的最大的奖项。这个奖是由400位世界名牌大学的校长选出来的这个人。我的老师就是得了奖，第二届。
So, Pastor John's professor won this Kaluga, this award, very prestigious award, and there was $1,000,000 that came with it.
你像这么好的学校，这么好的老师，这么好的环境，对于我来说多好啊。
So you see, having such a great professor, a great university, a beautiful environment, how great is it?
可是我来到美国就生病了。
But as soon as I came to the U.S., I was in poor health.
我一病就四年。
I was sick for 4 years.
其他的同学四年都毕业了，我四年刚刚在疾病中走出来。
And in those 4 years, all my other fellow students, they graduated, but for me, I barely got out of sickness.
我得的是 cancer, 癌症。
For I got cancer at that time.
我化疗了半年。
I went through chemo for half a year.
化疗完了，我两个肾脏就衰竭了，两个肾脏没有功能。
And after chemotherapy, I lose function of my 2 kidneys.
啊，浑身浮肿，我身上有50磅的浮水。
And I was swollen up all over my body, you know, 50 pounds more than my normal weight.
就我这个头，那是我200多磅。
And for my height, I was over 200 pounds at that time.
呼吸很困难，要用氧气。
Very hard to breathe. I have to have oxygen.
不能够小便，要用导管。
And I could not pee by myself. I have to have a catheter that helps.
啊，非常的痛苦。
So it was very painful.
我那个时候就常常的祷告给神。
And I always prayed to God at that time.
我就求神来医治我。
I asked God to heal me.
我说你要医治了我，我就把自己献给你作为活祭。
And I said, Lord, if you heal me, I will offer up myself as living sacrifice.
啊，原来在我普林斯顿大学的时候，我是不想献上的。
Because back then when I was in Princeton, I do not want to offer myself.
我觉得我在北京大学没有完成的学位，我一定要在普林斯顿大学拿回来。
Because I feel like what I did not finish in Beijing University, I want to finish.
那时候也有神学院找我去读神学，有牧师推荐我去读神学，我是坚决不去的。
And at that time, there were pastors that asked me to go study in theology school, and I said no.
我那时候基本上认为读神学的人是世界上没有什么盼望的人。
Because I felt like whoever studied theology has no, no hope and aspiration in this world.
我认为读神学院当牧师的人都是觉得活得没什么意思了的人。
And I feel like those who study theology and become pastors are people who does not have any purpose in life.
所以见到牧师的时候我都觉得叫他一种另类人跟我不一样。
So when I see pastors at that time, I feel like, well, that's another type of person.
因为小的时候我们唱了一首诗歌叫传教士每夜晚来讲道对你说这样坏那样好要问他为什么吃不饱传教士面带笑开言道你总要上天堂耐心等好时光就来到多干活少睡觉你死后到天堂吃蛋糕
So, praise the Lord. So it's basically a song that Pastor Zhang sing when he was in childhood.
所以我想做一个传教士，每一天不就讲上天堂吃蛋糕吗？还有什么知识
？So the song basically describe a missionary, a pastor that talk about going to heaven, eating cake.
所以不想做传道人。
So I did not want to be this pastor.
但是这四年的疾病让我想明白了很多事情。
But after 4 years of illness, it helped me think through many things.
神通过四年的苦难。让我认识到神的呼召，求他的国，他的义，超过人生一切。
Through 4 years of difficulty, God helped me understand that His will to seek after His righteousness and kingdom is more important than all.
所以四年以后，我被医治了，我就去了神学院。1995年。
So after 4 years, I was healed and I went to a theology school.
我选择了一个最好的神学院，叫 Wheaton College， 在芝加哥。
And I went to a Wheaton College, the seminary in Chicago, one of the best.
Because Wheaton College 出了一个著名的布道家叫 Billy Graham.
Because Wheaton College produced a very, very famous evangelist, Billy Graham.
我想我要做就做中国的 Billy Graham.
And I thought, hey, if I'm going to be a pastor, I am going to be the Billy Graham of China.
所以我就读这个 Wheaton College 就对了。
So I'm going to go to this Wheaton College.
没想到我一去，我突然发现我的语言不行。
And I went to Wheaton College and I noticed, gosh, my language is not good enough.
老师讲课我基本讲就是听天上的话就是。
And when the professor teaches, I really cannot understand.
英文不行还要学希伯来文希腊文。
Not only is my English not good, but I have to learn Hebrew and Latin.
我基本上认为希伯来文就是学不来文。
And I thought that Hebrew, this language, is impossible to learn.
不过学校有一点好吃的很好。
But one good thing is Wheaton College has good dining hall and food.
早晨是3块钱，中午5块钱，晚上8块钱。
So the breakfast is $3, lunch $5, and dinner.
我是比较会计算的。我觉得早晨吃着不好，晚上吃着又太贵，中午那顿多吃点。
So I was very good at calculating. I said, the morning breakfast is not that good. The night dinner is too expensive. I'm going to eat more during lunch.
所以基本我把中午那全天都吃饱了。
So basically, what I need to eat for one day, I eat it during lunch.
结果下午一上课，当然睡觉。
And then, of course, in the afternoon when I go to class, I'm falling asleep.
我觉得老师一讲课，我一听不懂，就吃的又多，就睡觉嘛。
Because when the teacher is lecturing, I don't understand, and I ate too much, I fall asleep.
没有半年，奖学金就读没了。
And then within half a year, my scholarship was finished.
没了，我那时候就抱怨，我说上帝啊，神学院也没什么恩典呐。
And I complained to God at that time.Lord, there's no gifts in this.
没了奖学金就是没饭吃了，中午那顿饭都吃不了了。我告诉你。
Because no scholarship means no money to for lunch.
那时我们神学院有7个中国人。
At that time, the seminary has 7 Chinese students.
除了我一个男生，其他全是女生。
Other than Pastor Zhang, who is a male, there the other seven, the six are all female.
平均比我小10岁。
And they're all about 10 years younger.
不是马来西亚就新加坡的，都是讲英文的。
For they're from Malaysia or Singapore, and they all know English.
就来一个台湾和大陆女生，人家都是教英文的，在台湾和大陆。
And then one from Taiwan and one from China, but they taught English there.
哇，我面对的是相当的艰难。
So what I face is very difficult.
祷告时我说主啊，求你的国，你的义也不容易。
And when I prayed to the Lord, I said, even seeking after your kingdom and your righteousness is not easy.
我在普林斯顿大学做学生，我起码一个月我还有2000块钱的奖学金，这什么都没有。
So even in Princeton, when I was a student there, at least I have $2,000 per month of scholarship.
哇，我就觉得我可以不念了。
I was thinking, I'm not going to study anymore.
我就跟主说，不是我不愿意求你的国、你的义，是你不要我。
And I told the Lord, it's not that I'm not seeking after your kingdom and righteousness, but you do not want me.
我就打电话给于先生，我要回普林斯顿。
And I call my professor in Princeton. Hey, I want to come back.
可是我怕我回了普林斯顿，我离开神学院就回医院，这个麻烦。
But I am afraid that if I go to Princeton, I'm going to go into the hospital.
因为有个神祷告说，你医治我，我就进神学院。他医治了我，我又回来了，那我还得回医院。
Because when I was sick, I prayed to God that if you heal me, I'll go to seminary. But if I leave the seminary, I'm afraid I'm going to go back to the hospital.
这个医院我是待够了，我是不想再待了。我待了四年，我干嘛在医院里待？我不想。后来我想来想去，我还是留下来。
So after many thoughts, Pastor John decided to stay.
因为上帝是不可以轻慢的。
Because our God cannot be disrespected.
他一发怒，我就完了。
For if God is angry, then everything is over.
我还得顺服着留下来，这是给我的功课，我要学习。
So he has to learn how to obey and stay.
所以就打工去。
So Pastor John decided to go and work.
没什么了不起，哪个美国来的留学生不打工啊？我也去打工嘛，对不对？
So he decided to, hey, I'm gonna study and also work part-time.
打工挣的比较多的也比较好找工作就是餐厅嘛，餐馆嘛。
And what's easy to find are probably jobs in restaurants.
我第一个餐馆老板问我你会干什么。
So the first restaurant, the boss over there said, what do you know how to do?
我一想咱们基督徒应该实话实说嘛，对不对？
And I thought, I'm a Christian, I must be honest.
我说我什么都没干过，我是来学习来了。
And Pastor John said, I have never done anything before in a restaurant, I'm here to learn.
他说那你走吧。
And that manager says, why don't you just go back?
过了几天我又找了一个餐馆。
And in a couple of days, he also find another
restaurant. 这是个老板娘，是个女的。
And the boss is a lady.
我想女的比较好说话嘛，对不对？
And Pastor John thought, hey, a lady might be easier to negotiate.
她需要很多人。
And this restaurant needs a lot of people.
起码需要四五个人。
Needs about four or five people.
那她问我你会干什么？
And likewise, she said, what do you know how to do?
那我想我不能说我不会干了，我不会干不就走了吗？
And Pastor John thought, well, I can't say I don't know how to do it.
那我问他，我说你什么干什么挣钱最多？
And he asked her, what to do here that makes the most money?
他说厨师，大厨，大厨挣钱最多。
If you are a chef, you will make the most money in a restaurant.
我说那我就做大厨好了。
And Pastor John said, hey, I will be a chef then.
他说你做过没有？
And then the lady said, have you done anything before?
我说我在家里天天都是大厨。
And Pastor John said, I am a chef every day at home.
他就给我拿一块肉。
And she brought over a piece of meat.
我拿一个刀。
And he brought up the knife.
说好，你给我切肉丝。
And she said, hey, why don't you cut this, dice it up into a minced meat?
我知道他在考我嘛。
And he knows that she's testing him.
我知道切肉丝是先切成片再切成丝嘛。
And he knows that you must cut it into slices and then chop it up into
也不知道是紧张还是什么，我切了五片肉跟牛排一样的厚。
And not sure of his nervousness, but he cut the meat to be almost as thick as steaks.
你走吧，你走吧，你没干过。
And then the lady boss said, "Why don't you go? You have never done this before."
当我离开的时候，我就说：“主啊，我求你的国一年一什么都干不了了。
”And then after he left, Pastor John says, "Lord, I seek after your kingdom and righteousness, but I can't do anything."
我没求你的国你的义的时候，我什么都能干。
Before seeking your kingdom and righteousness, I could do almost anything.
我正说着呢，那个老板就追出来说：“等一等，等一等。”
So I was praying and complaining to God.
我说你要我了，我一开门来他就要我，你知道吗？
The owner came chasing out, and Pastor John thought, "Hey, you want me?"
他说不是了，我想你一定是开很远的车。这个老板挺好的，我给你五块钱，车油钱。
And then this boss said, "Oh no, not really. But I know you drove for a long distance. I'll give you $5 for gas."
我长那么大，从来没有拿过别人的钱。
At that stage of my life, I have never received kind of charity from people.
我看着那钱，我就犹豫拿还是不拿。
And I had doubts of whether I should take their help or not.
他就翻脸了，因为他太忙了。他说：“你拿不拿？你拿赶紧滚。
”And then this boss got mad, said, "Do you want to take it or not? Otherwise, just leave."
我也就火了。哎，我说你怎么讲话呢？破餐馆都快倒闭了。
and then Pastor Chung also got mad and he said, "Why you say like say this to me? Your restaurant is going to close down."
不知道我是谁呀、啊？我到美国国会讲演，全体议员都给我起立，你算老几呀、啊、你
？Do you know who I am? I even go to the U.S. Senate and then all of the senators will stand up.
讲完心里很痛快。
So after I said it, I feel really good.
突然圣灵责备我。
But then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit kind of scolded me.
你要向他传福音。
The Holy Spirit said, "Hey, you're
preaching the gospel." 我说惨了，那怎么传？刚说人就没法传了。
How? And then he was thinking, "How can I preach the gospel?"
我们才懂得什么叫寻求神的国、神的义。
So from this experience, I learned what does it mean to seek after His kingdom and righteousness.
啊，我就开始给他，我就说，哎呀，对不起，我刚才不应该这样讲。我这五块钱我拿了，我为你祷告好了。
And then right away I changed my tune. I said, I'm sorry for speaking so loud to you.
祝福你的餐厅，上帝祝福你的餐厅生意越来越好。
I'll take your money. I'll pray for you and your restaurant that the business get better.
不过中国的知识分子是需要脸面的哦。
But the knowledge, the folks of knowledge from China, we need face.
所以我说，我拿你这五块钱不白拿。我刚才给你切了五刀，一刀一块。
So Pastor Zhang said, I take your $5. It is not charity.Because I cut like 5 pieces of beef just now.
我的车开很远，那个老板在后边笑看着我。
So I drove this long distance, and then this boss is kind of laughing at me.
所以求神的国神的义不容易。
So seeking after the kingdom righteousness,
你需要破碎自己。
You must be broken.
尤其对于我们这些高级知识分子，你要破碎你太难了。
Especially breaking those of us who have this knowledge in our heads.
所以神通过一些环境来破碎你。
So God uses surrounding environment to break us.
后来我找了一份工作。
And then later on, I did find a job.
这份工作我干了八个月，是我做的最长的一份工作，离开微吞之前。
And then this job I did for 8 months is one of the longest jobs I've held.
同学们给我撕了一个纸条，说有一个工作是给农场做 yard worker， 没人去，我就去了。
So it's a, you know, somebody helped me pull one of this job posting. It says go work in a farm.
我就给他们剪草啊。
And I was basically kind of cutting grass.
英特维尔那天特别有趣，他们家有五条大狗英特维尔。
And then on the interview day, it's interesting. There are 5 dogs that interviewed me.
那个五条狗是那个老人家养的，看那个院子的狗。
So this household had 5 dogs that were guarding the house or the surrounding, and this 5 dogs.
我的工作就是为他养狗。
And his job was to basically kind of take care of the dogs.
老人家年纪太大了，弄不动那狗，都几个月都没有洗过澡，臭得要死。
Because the owners, they're too old, they cannot wash and take care of the dogs, so the dogs are pretty filthy.
当我interview的时候，有一个狗一站起来就把手搭在我的肩膀上。
And then while I was interviewing, one of the dogs raised up and put his paw on my shoulder.
那个狗有135磅，我那时候才130磅。
And that dog weighed 135 pounds, and Pastor Zhang only weighed 130 at that time.
他伸着舌头，我就想他是咬我呢，他是爱我呢，我搞不懂啊。
And then the dog, the tongue come out from the dog, and he was thinking, is this dog gonna bite me or love me?
狗的脸是没表情的。
Because a dog's face doesn't have really expression.
狗不会笑的，狗一笑就吓死你。
For a dog cannot really smile. If they do, it'll be scary.
但是狗哪里有表情？狗尾巴有表情。
But where do they express their feelings is through their tail.
狗越喜欢你，它就摇尾巴；不喜欢你，夹尾巴，你就危险了。
If they like you, their tail will wag. If they don't like you, their tail will be still.
我看这狗是喜欢我还是不喜欢我，一看这狗没尾巴，剁掉了。
So I was wondering if this dog likes me or not. I look at the tail, and the tail's not there. It's gone.
那个时候他依靠神，你不要依靠自己的智慧和聪明，赶紧祷告吧。
So at that time, you have to learn, do not rely on your own smarts, but rely on God.
主啊，让这狗爱我。
And I said, Lord, may this dog love me.
让我也爱他。
And I can love this dog as well.
一句圣经进入我的脑海，爱的里边没有惧怕。
And then there's a verse the Bible came in, for in love there is no fear.
哎，我就不怕他，我就伸出手一挠他下巴，他在地下打了个滚。老板说，这工作就你的了。
And then I have no fear. I touched the dog, the chin, and then the dog started laying on the ground.
他说这狗吓跑你们神学院起码20个学生。
And then the owner said, yes, you are hired for this job. And for this tale, it scares 20, at least 20 students in the seminary.
我给他做了八个月。
So I did 8 months of this job.
我每当给那狗洗澡的时候、刷牙的时候，我就想神为什么让我牧狗呢？
And every time when I take the bath for the dogs and brush their teeth, I think about God. Why do you allow me to shepherd the dogs?
我应该是牧羊人呢，怎么变成牧狗人了呢
？I should be shepherding sheep, but how comes dogs?
常常想到摩西在旷野里牧羊牧了40年。
And I thought about Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years shepherding sheep.
有的时候也看不到前面的路，我就说主，你让我牧狗牧几年呢？
And I was thinking to the Lord, how long do you want me to shepherd these dogs?
我肯定不能牧40年，牧40年我就老了。
If you want me to shepherd for 40 years, I'm going to be old.
但是那狗跟我感情越来越好。
But these dogs, they're developed this bond.
我可以把这个挣的钱用于我的神学院的生活。
And then the money I earn, I can use for the seminary.
我交不起学费，我可以去旁听，没关系。
So even if I cannot pay the tuition, I will just sit in and listen.
而且我的工资不断的增加，因为我一不去，那个狗就绝食不吃饭。
And my salary continued to increase because if I don't go, these dogs they don't eat.
那狗一不吃饭，老板打电话说赶紧来，赶紧来给你加班，给你加班。
And then the dogs don't eat. The owner will call me, hey, hurry up and come over.
后来我一个小时挣到十七八块钱了都。
To the point of 1 hour, I earned $17-$18.
我记得有一天我回到家里正在数钱。
I remember one day I went home. I was counting the money I made.
我有个朋友打电话给我。
And then one friend called me.
我这个朋友在哥伦比亚大学念书，后来去了华尔街。
And then this friend he studies at Columbia University. Later he went to Wall Street.
当然在广场的时候，我是副总指挥，他也是副总指挥。
And then back in Tiananmen Square, I was the assistant kind of the director, and likewise he was too.
他非常的成功，赚了很多的钱。
And in his stay in the U.S. in Wall Street, he was successful, made lots of money.
现在当然是不得了了，连纽约市长没钱都找他。
Now it's he's really a big shot over in Wall Street.
他问我伯利你在干什么
？And he asked Pastor John, "What are you doing?"
我说我在数钱。
And Pastor John said, "I am counting money."
他说多少钱
？He said, "How much?"
我说老板，今天我开始，这个礼拜我挣了200多块。
This week I earned $200-something.
他差点没哭下去。
And then this friend almost
cried. 他说我真难过呀，你怎么变得成这个样子
？And he was really sad for me. He's like, "You, how come you are to this?"
两百块钱还用数吗
？$200, you still want
to count? 我说我当然要数啊，我要付掉我的房费，我要付掉我的生活费，我当然要数啊。
Pastor John said, "Of course I have to count. I'm going to pay for my tuition, pay for my housing."
他说你知道我今天赚多少吗
？And then his friend said, "Do you know how much I made today?"
他说我今天我就早起了十分钟，我就赚了40万。
I just by waking up extra 10 minutes, I made 400,000.
我说那就晚起呢
？If I wake up late,
他说我晚起半个小时，我就赚50万。
If I wake up late half an hour, I make 500,000.
因为那股票早卖了十分钟，结果又涨起来了。
Because I sold the stock too early, and then later on the stock continued to
rise. 以后你就不用起床了，晚上再起来就好了。
And I told my friend, "Don't wake up anymore. Just wake up late."
很多人问他，你们选择他还是选择我
？A lot of people ask, "Do you choose him or me?"
在那个时候，他是真是得到极大的荣耀，在世界上。
And at that time, my friend, he really had this glory and honor.
他来到美国七年，他拿了三个学位，博士学位 ,MBA, 法学博士，还有什么文学硕士，三个学位。
So my friend was able to earn many degrees, 3 degrees on earth here.
他每一年都赚几千万美金。
And every year he would make, you know, hundreds of millions.
啊，他的影响相当的大在商界。
And his influence in the business world is great.
可是我呢，我在喂狗呢。
But how about Pastor John? He is feeding the dog.
我就常常想，神让我们求他的国、他的义，是让我们放下世界很多的东西。
And when I think about God asking us to seek His kingdom and righteousness, is to let go of all these things on earth.
我想我要赚钱不比他差多少。
And Pastor John think if I make money, I will not lose to my friend.
但神却没让我走那条路。
But God did not let me walk this path.
我不知道神在我身上的意义是什么。
I do not know what God's will for me in my life.
有一天我终于懂了。
But one day I understood.
当我神学院毕业的时候，有一天我到多伦多去布道。
So after I graduated from the seminary, I went to Toronto for a conference.
在连续三天晚上的布道会中，有1000多个中国的知识分子信主归向耶稣基督。
For in this 3 days of evangelical conference, there were more than 1,000 Chinese kind of knowledge and high educated students.
当我离开多伦多，我坐在飞机，那飞机飞到云层上空的时候
，So after I leave, when the airplane was up in the clouds,
我想到那首诗歌叫《云上的太阳》
，And I thought about the song that talk about
它永不改变
，That talk about this sun above the clouds.
那时候我看到圣灵光照了我
，And I see the Holy Spirit.
它让我看到我人生的意义
，Holy Spirit allowed me to see the will and the meaning of my life.
记住，人生的意义不仅仅是赚钱。
The purpose of your life is not just to make money.
一个人生最有意义的人生是能够成为别人的祝福。
The most meaningful life is to become a blessing for others.
我想那来到多伦多的留学生们，他们非常跟我当年读神学一样的苦。
So I think about all those foreign students in Toronto. They also go through difficulties like me.
他们一样的看不到人生的盼望。
And likewise, they don't see the hope in life.
但是他们认识了神。
But they had a chance to meet God and know God.
神就会带领他们走过高山低谷。
God will lead him through valleys and peaks.
因为神的爱就像太阳，云上太阳是不改变的。
Just like the sun above the clouds, God's love does not change.
我就想。
And I think.
我这一次的布道会有一千多个人信主。
And at that evangelical conference, there were more than 1,000 people that came to Christ.
我那个朋友一年可以赚几千万美金。
Yes, my friend can make millions of dollars every year.
我就想哪一个更有价值呢？
And I thought, which one is more meaningful?
一万美金能不能买一个人的灵魂？
For 10,000 US, can it purchase a soul?
10万美金能不能改变一个人的生命？
For $100,000, can it change a person's life?
是不可能的。
It's impossible.
但是神却可以改变他们。
But God can change people.
我突然发现神使用我，呼召我，是让我选择比他更尊贵的一个服事工作。
For God have chosen Pastor Zheng for a work that is more meaningful and more precious.
这两个老朋友常常在一起，我发现他求我的事比我求他多多了。
And that this friend, I still talk to him, but it seemed like he asked more favors or more things from me than I do of him.
我的一生到现在我没有借过他一分钱，包括我的建堂事工。
And throughout my whole life, I have never borrowed any money from this very wealthy friend I have.
可他却不断找我，夫妻吵架打电话给我辅导。
But my friend instead always seek after my counsel.
人生不知道有时遇到难处要搬家，问我要不要去，都打电话给我，因为他知道我通神，你知道吗？
And whatever difficult situation or decision my friend had to make, he always seek after Pastor Zheng because.
谁更富有呢？
So who is more wealthy?
我比他富有。
For Pastor Zheng is more abundant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以耶稣说你们要求神的国，神的义。
For the Lord Jesus said, "You shall seek after His kingdom."
你们需要的东西都会加给你们。
And all these things will be given.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
For each day has enough trouble of its own.
耶稣告诉我们说，当我们人吃一天的饭，我们只能承受一天的压力。
For Lord Jesus said, if you eat one day's of meal, you can only take one day's of worry.
就像一个桥一天可以过五千人，一分钟你把五千人放在那桥上，桥就断了。
Just like a bridge, it can maybe handle 5,000 cars for one day, but if you put all 5,000 at one point, it's going to collapse.
所以耶稣说，日用的饮食今日赐给我们，就是日每一天的重担也今日可以承担。
And likewise, the Lord will give us enough provisions for one day and only worries for that one day.
所以我们要在上帝的话语里汲取力量。
So may we receive the strength through the word of the Lord.
在这个快速发展的现代的世界里边。
So in this fast moving, world of today.
我们有智慧有能力胜过一切的困难。
For we have the knowledge, this power to overcome all difficulties.
活出平安喜乐的生命。
To live forward a peaceful and a joyful life.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，你爱我们。
For you love us.
在我们做罪人的时候。
Even when we're sinners.
你为我们钉死在十字架上。
You died for us on the cross.
你洗净了我们的罪。
You for
承担了我们的担子。
To receive our burden.
让我们一生靠着你有平安喜乐的生命。
May we rely on you to have peace and joy, Lord.
主啊，在这时候把每个弟兄姊妹都交在你的手上。
We want to uplift all brothers and sisters into your hand.
主啊，求你让我们看见你让我们看见的。
May you help us see what we want to see.
让我们想你所让我们想的。
To help us think about what we need to do.
让我们求你让我们求的。
Let us seek after what is right.
就是你的国，你的义。
It's your righteousness and kingdom.
我们需用的一切，你都会加给我们。
For everything else, you will provide for us.
你的应许永远都不还改变。
For your promise will never change.
祝福每一位。
May you bless all here.
让我们的心向你全然的敞开。
And that our hearts is open to you, Lord.
来认识你这生命的主。
And get to know your life, Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你还没有信主。
If you have not known Christ.
如果你心里还有忧虑和重担。
If you still have worries and burden in your heart.
你愿意来到主的面前求他的帮助。
You're willing to come and ask for God's help.
他就必来帮助你。
He will help you.
必来引导你。
He will guide you.
有这样的弟兄姊妹你举手我为你祷告。
If there are brothers and sisters like this, raise your hand and Pastor John will pray for you.
感谢耶稣，哈利路亚。感谢主。